Okay, and now what about the part of a wagon that goes up between two horses?
That's called a tongue.
And the part that goes on either side of a horse pulling a buggy?
That's the single tree or double tree. If it's two horses, be a double tree.
Yeah. Now the double tree or single tree is in the back, isn't it? That's the
back of the horse and the horse.
But
if it's double, why it has two horses. If it's a buggy, just one horse would be a single tree.
But on a buggy, sometimes they have these things that come up right alongside the horse. You know, that go that they
yeah. That's the when they come. That's one on each side. That's the shaves.
Okay.
Shaves. Yeah.
All right. And the part of a wheel that the part of a wagon wheel that touches the ground is called the.
That's the
part.
Rim.
All right. And what's that attached to?
That's attached to the, the hub's in the middle, and then the
spokes
next, and then next to between the spokes go in the, the rim. Now that'd be the, what is that?
You ever call it a felly? Felly?
Fellows, yeah, I reckon that's what,
yeah.
That's the fellows that the spokes go in. Yes, that's
yeah.
The fellows, that's right. And then the rim, the metal rim goes on there.
Okay. If someone's going back and forth to the mill with his wagon, you know, let's say he's taking wood all day long, not to, you know, to the sawmill, you'd say he was, would you say he was drawing, carving, or hauling wood, probably?
Well, I would say he was, he's hauling wood, say he's hauling wood to the sawmill or
okay. And if you saw down a tree in the out in the field and then you wanted to chop down a tree, then you can get the stump out. How do you get the stump out?
Blast.
And how do you get it out of the field after you blasted it?
Well, you have to hold it or drag it or not.
Right. So we're talking about dragging it.
Dragging.
So yesterday they wet it out of the field. Yesterday they
cleared it out, cleared the stump out of all the
land. So they drug it out or they dragged
drug
it out?
Drug it out or you would drug it out or hold it out or in
okay.
A way.
And now an implement used for breaking up dirt on planting.
For breaking up dirt or tamping?
Or planting, before planting.
Oh, breaking up, yeah. Well, let's see, you'd be a plow, or if you're just a little plow, just use a pick or
all right, well, what kinds of plows did you use?
Used to use an Oliver, 40 Oliver, 30 Oliver, 20 Oliver, Vulcan.
Did you ever, are those brand names rather than?
Yeah, those are brand names, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those are brand names. You'd use them, you could call them implements, plowing implements.
Well, I was thinking more of something like a turning plow or that sort of difference.
Right? Yeah, turning, if you're going to turn, that's right. You could use any of your different brands there. As a turning plow, you could use Vulcan or Oliver or any of it. As a turning plow, that would include all of them.
All right, and something that you might use after the plow that goes through and breaks up the dirt into.
That'd be a harrow, or a disc, or.
Are any different kinds of harrows?
Oh yeah, there's a spring tooth harrows and hard tooth harrows and double A harrows and then you get your disc harrows and cultivators out to get your crop though.
Did you ever use the term a gee whiz? For a kind of a harrow?
Uh-uh, no.
And the part of a wagon, now the hub, what part of the wagon goes into the hub?
The axle.